This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Legacies shape who we are, but who's shaping them? In the new season of Black History Year, we're breaking down the meaning and power behind the personal, familial, and systemic legacies that define our world. We're diving deep into how political and cultural forces have historically molded Black communities and what it means for our future. Join us on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts for a new season of Black History Year. Let's shape our collective memory and legacy together.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
Featuring T-Hack and Aaron.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey!
Let's go!
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Let's destroy lives.
Oh, help.
Oh boy.
Yeah, help. Help.
We'll get this side and that side. We'll get on straight. It's the Slacker Show's great late debate.
What's going on?
We have a lovely couple today. Kenny and April are here. They are disagreeing about what's going to happen for Valentine's Day.
Love
is in the air on the Slacker Show.
April won the toss. She gets to go first. April?
Yay!
Yay! What's the scuttlebutt?
Yeah, so my husband, Kenny, and I, right, we have decided we're going to save money to redo our basement, okay?
Okay.
We spend a lot of money throughout the year. We have two kids. They're in elementary school. They cost a lot of money. But this project we've been wanting to do for a really long time.
That's
and,
awesome.
Thank you. Yeah. And so we've been excited. I've cut way down on my spending. I, like, don't shop at Amazon anymore. I've been really frugal. I've been, like, cutting coupons like my mom and my grandma used to do. Like, just, I've been really, really frugal. But Kenny says that now we can't go out for Valentine's Day. And it is, like, my most important holiday ever. Like, we go all out. It's, like, it's more important than our anniversary because, like, I'm treated like a princess and I love it. And
are you being serious right now? Like, because I've known people who are like, I don't care about Christmas. I'm more of a Halloween person or whatever. I've never heard of a person who Valentine's Day is their day. That it really is your day?
It is hands down my favorite day of the year. Like, my favorite colors are red and pink because of Valentine's Day. Like, we get, like, an Uber black and we go out to a really fancy dinner.
That's cute.
Yes, and, like, I know I'm going to get flowers and chocolates and a card. Like, I'm treated like a queen. And, like, it's so special. It's been this way, like, even since when I was a kid, right? Like, my mom would make, like, pink mashed potatoes and, like, make it this, like, big deal.
Okay.
And so it's always been, like, this
You're
amazing
giving me anxiety,
thing.
April. Okay.
Why?
No, it's just, that's a lot. That's just a lot.
The pink mashed potatoes.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Come in a box.
So you don't, in your brain, you can't scale it down. It's all or nothing.
Yeah. No, it's like I've been scaling everything else down. Why do I have to scale this one thing down? It's my favorite day. Like, it's like how much, like, a kid loves Christmas is how much I love Valentine's Day. And it's always been that way. And Kenny knows that.
So when you agreed to budget for the basement,
yeah,
you didn't imagine this would be one of the cuts.
No, it didn't. Like, it just, no, it didn't even enter into my mind. It's like when someone's like, hey, do we need to exchange birthday presents this year? And you say no to everyone, but your husband always still gets you a birthday present because he knows he has to.
Yeah.
Like, that's what this felt like.
All right. Let's get Kenny in here. Kenny?
Yay.
How are them pink mashed potatoes, brother? What's your side of this?
Well, first off, I kind of feel I'm being unfairly painted as someone who's, I'm doing Valentine's Day just because it's her day and it's such a chore and I'm just have to make it to it. You know, I dig Valentine's Day too. It's one of my favorite holidays. I mean,
okay, then why don't you want to do anything?
Because we said we were going to cut back so we could get all this done in 1 year. We're giving up one Valentine's Day.
How much do you mean
doing this forever?
It's none of my business.
That we were cutting.
I just have to ask, what, like, because like I know if you go to a really nice restaurant and you Uber black and you live in the burbs, like that car alone is probably 200 round.
When if it's on, at least and on Valentine's Day.
We also get each other very nice gifts as well. It's not just, I don't just give her a card and flowers. We get each other nice stuff.
Okay, so we're talking probably $1,000 or more. I'm just being... I mean, that's significant. When you're trying to finish a basement, that's like...
That's a big piece.
That's like a chunk of your bathroom. That's like
one,
vanity.
Just for this year, it's one Valentine's Day.
Okay. And so...
And I'm giving up something, too. I kind of feel like I'm being like the one who's punting because I'm being a Scrooge. That's absolutely not the case.
Yeah, but if it really is the one day that April, like she said, it didn't even like occur to her that we would not do this because it's become such a routine or a tradition for you guys. Do you feel like you maybe should have specified like, and that means no Valentine's, or is it you got it? She wouldn't have been on board with that.
I think. I kind of assumed it was, you know, we gave up stuff for her birthday, gave us stuff for my birthday. It didn't occur to me to get it spelled out in writing and have it notarized when we were getting the basement done.
Okay, let me.
I mean, we said we were cutting back on everything. We got to just for a year. We're gonna live close to the bone, and it would all be done, and it wouldn't be hanging over our heads.
Okay, let me get the phone number in here real quick. 303-222-5423. You can call that, pick a side. You can text that, pick a side. April, don't you want the basement done? I mean, isn't it worth it to you this day has just been like life-defining, and you'd rather put the basement off even a week or 2 weeks or whatever just because...
We're already in the process of the basement. Like, I know it is going to get finished, right? I don't know. I want my Valentine's Day first before he gets his man cave. Like,
stop. I call BS right there. The man cave, it's like such a small part. The rest of that, there's another giant bedroom down there for a guest bedroom for, like, her parents come over a lot. There's a lot of room for the kids because you can't always have them stampeding upstairs.
Wait a minute. Is there a man cave element?
Very, very
hold on, Kenny. But like you buried something here. She has to give up something she wants for something you want.
It's something that we all want. The man cave is not just something for me. It's access to the whole basement. We entertain down there. Like I said, it's a huge play area for the kids and another big bedroom.
And a man cave. That is a wrinkle that is significant that nobody talked about. Like,
because at first I was excited because it was like you guys both said that you enjoy Valentine's Day, so I was like, okay, maybe we can find something. But it's like, no, you're giving up something she loves for your man cave.
Yes.
But
at the same time, I tell you,
now it's all that. Yep. That's totally. You're conflating two different things.
But Tiak will attest to this. I think having a basement finished is nice.
People are not. It's
super nice.
Off area that no one's allowed to go, and it's my secret sanctum where only I'm allowed to walk in. It's part of the play area where the kids are.
Kenny, you putting a 65 inch down there? Like, we got the plans going already. I'm sure, right?
Yeah,
I know because I was the same way.
Just pump the brakes, everyone.
Okay. Why don't we have you guys hold April? Thank you for that last little piece of information because I think you were about to get blasted. Like, it didn't seem like that big of a sacrifice. I mean, I can just see the math-minded listeners, right? It's like one day and then next year you get it back or whatever. But
if that day is so like emotionally important to you, that shouldn't also be like tossed to the side.
Hang on, guys. We're going to get...
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, cause it, and they are saving a lot of money. It sounds like they're doing it. They want, she wants to do it big. So that's because that's what she's used to. That's what they've always done.
Great.
So,
but
I mean,
if it's the, we don't know if it's the one day out of the year that she,
if she doesn't do anything, if she's couponing, dude, she's like, you're asking her to sacrifice her favorite day. And she's already doing all the stuff on the side.
Yeah.
She doesn't do Valentine's, 4th of July, her birthday, their first date, their anniversary. She's got one day. But that one day, like $1,000 in a family budget. And
oh,
I think $1,000, I'm not trying to make people feel bad who can't afford a lot of stuff. But like, I've gone out to meals, which is me and my buddy Josh, that were like, and if they're buying, if he's saying they buy nice gifts, so it's like, here's a watch, honey. Here's a tennis bracelet, honey. Well, I mean, how much is that? We're in several $1,000s.
But it's her one day.
And she's happy.
If you give me the happy wife thing, I'll lose it. All right. They're budgeting, but she doesn't want to budget Valentine's Day out. And she's calling it a, that's dirty pool. What's going on here? Pick a side, basement or Valentine's, 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're trying to solve a great mate debate. We've got April and Kenny. They had a family meeting, agreed on a budget so they could save money for a basement, which we now find out is primarily a man cave.
It's a man corner. It's a man corner of the
Kenny place. Is so bent out of shape. T-Hack went to check on him, and he's like, the man cave thing is bull. He's so mad about it. But it is, like, okay. Bottom line is,
Everybody keeps incorrectly characterizing it.
Well, okay.
So it is a corner of the playroom.
It is a stereotype that the basement with the giant TV is somewhat of a man cave for a reason, because more often than not, you will be found down there with a hand down your pants watching something. And it's like, so it's, but regardless, she's agreed to the budgeting. She's doing great. It's awesome. Yay. But now he's like, by the way, that includes Valentine's Day.
Yeah. Don't plan on doing anything special.
Well, and that's another one. It's not like we're going to just sit and stare at the TV on Valentine's Day. We're still doing something. We're just not doing it as big.
But she believes the Valentine, it's just her Princess Day. It's been that way since she was a kid. So none of us can really.
We heard about the pink mashed potatoes.
God, did we ever.
Yes, we all.
April's just like kicking back at this point. Yeah. She's like, all right, so we're going to get a jury for you guys. Feel free to jump in and argue with them. And let's start with James.
Yay.
Whose side are you on?
I'm on his side, but I feel there's room to compromise here.
Everyone thinks
Yeah, I mean, if you think about it, if you take what's the one aspect that would be the biggest thing for her? Probably a present, maybe. You know, eliminate that from the day and double that up next year. And that would be a good compromise.
The whole experience. It's the feelings, the emotions, like the experience of everything.
You just want to be a princess all day.
Yes.
Okay.
Who wouldn't?
Well, I tell you, I'm in a similar situation where we're trying to redo our basement. We're trying to cut back. We do get frugal for on ourselves from time to time, but never an all-out situation. And if it never is an all-out situation, we just think about the bigger picture, and that's the basement.
Okay.
You mean the man cave? All right, thank you. Kim?
Yay.
Whose side are you on?
I so badly want to be on hers, but I'm on
his.
Yes,
you do. Oh. No, you want to be on my side. You want to hang up, call back, and change your mind.
Why are you on his side, Kim?
Only for the basis of money aside, does she really want to get dressed up and go out to a nice dinner knowing that he does not want to be there this year and celebrate the way that she wants to? I wouldn't want to sit across from the table dressed up with my husband.
That's a really good point that I did not think of.
Well,
it's not like, I mean, you guys, like, he is very well thanked at the end of the evening, okay?
I'm giving up something, too.
Can I ask a question about that?
No April? Valentine's, no thanks.
Is that real? Like, is there no thank you for the basement? Is it only thank you for Princess Day?
What do you mean?
Like, are you going to shut down operations on the thank you department if you don't get this day?
I won't want to do it on purpose, but maybe there's a mechanical failure that I can't control.
Oh my gosh.
Wow. Oh my God. All right, let's get a couple more people in here. Hunter?
Yay.
Whose side are you on?
Kind of both of them. So I'm just thinking that, you know, it would be nice for them to go out and have a nice dinner, you know, flowers, whatever. But I feel like the time together is more valuable than getting gifts and spending all the money, especially since this basement is going to be a present for both of them. And especially with elementary school kids, then you can go out and have this valuable time together.
I'm just saying, you go out and spend, I've spent hundreds of dollars on a meal, and then 20 some hours later, it's gone.
Yeah.
A 65-inch TV hanging on the wall.
But you have the experience 2 years later, of
you're still
the
Netflixing. Like,
yeah. But what about the afterwards? That's also gone pretty quick. The thank you. I still want it.
I mean, you know? You guys, for 364 days of the year, I am not asking for anything. I am already sacrificing so much. Why can't I get my own way and share this experience that always brings me complete joy?
Okay. Let's get one more person in here. Donna.
Yes.
Whose side are you on?
Yay.
Whose side are you on?
I am on Kenny's side.
Oh, boy.
Kenny's side.
Why?
Approaching 38 years of marriage this Saturday.
Ooh, congratulations.
Thank you. It's compromised. You can still just drive yourself to a restaurant. Maybe not a five-star restaurant.
So princess on a budget.
Speaking my language, Donna.
Yeah, I've heard Waffle House is doing a real thing. There's a whole Waffle House experience.
I'd go to that.
And maybe you can get a truck driver to drive you home. I don't know if you're catching the drift. There's been a couple of people, April, saying compromise. But anybody who did pick a side picked his side.
Yeah.
Love you, honey.
That's not okay.
I love you.
I love you too, but we have to talk about this further because
that's not how this works. You lost
the Slacker Show.
Alice 105.9.
Well, we got a lot of comments yesterday, and I can't remember what my favorite one was, but it was like Nickel Hinderfried back,
yes,
or something. And I was like, yeah, you guys get it.
Mm-hmm.
Name your favorite 80s, 90s rock band.
Divorced Dad Rock.
And have them sing this.
Girls.
No.
Are you okay?
No.
News.
No.
News.
No.
Our only real hope is to decide if this is news or no.
Can you take me higher?
Did they also do Lips of an Angel?
Bon Hinder? That, Hinder did that.
Yeah.
Not Creed.
Yeah.
Creed did. Oh. With arms wide open.
Don't you. I know my Creed. Okay?
I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm.
Good evening. Welcome to the program. Some controversy coming out of Google's Super Bowl commercial as they're kind of showing their new Gemini AI product. I'm sure if you have Gmail or whatever, you've seen the little pop-up come up that's like, hey.
They are just in my butt.
They are, yes. Trying to use Gemini.
I got it. You've got an AI thing. Relax.
Yeah, so they planned this Super Bowl ad, and in the ad they were showing like how the AI works, and then the little thing popped up and it said, Gouda cheese accounts for 50 to 60% of world's cheese consumption. And sleuths all over the world went, that's not accurate at all. No, but we don't eat that much Gouda cheese. In fact, mozzarella, cheddar is way up there.
Love me a Gouda, but it's not.
So people kind of petitioned and were like, hey, Google, you're showing your AI showing a wrong answer in your commercial.
Yeah,
you should change
smart.
It. And at first, Google went, no, no, we're fine. And then there was enough pressure that they've actually changed the commercial. So does AI work? Stay tuned for more.
I mean, it is kind of smart of Google to do that because
they got everybody talking.
They got everyone talking. They got everyone going to Google to look it up.
Oh, so maybe a conspiracy.
They might have done this on purpose.
Yeah.
They're manipulating us.
Yeah.
Mm, huh. Yeah. Okay.
Well played, Google.
Good evening.
Good evening.
You know it's bad when Taylor Swift says that she feels manipulated.
Ooh.
The Easter egg queen, the mastermind herself, said that she feels manipulated by Blake Lively.
Blake is going down.
Down. So down. Her and Ryan. It's trash now.
It's going to take Ryan down. And nobody loves Ryan Reynolds more than me.
Yeah.
Although, have you ever gotten suckered in where you're like, Ryan Reynolds, has he made a bad movie? Yes.
Yes, he has. Greenland. Yep.
And also The Six Underground or something. It's a Netflix thing you're watching.
Haven't
you're like,
even heard of
gonna
it.
Get, this is going to improve because it's got Ryan. It doesn't.
Mm.
If you start and you're like, it could get better. It just, let me help you.
It doesn't.
It doesn't.
See, I always liked Ryan Reynolds. It makes me sound like every hipster D-bag ever, but it's like, I liked his older stuff before. Like, he was in Waiting and he was Van
before
Wilder.
He
was just like funny.
Cool.
And then he was like, now I'm an action hero. And it was like, I thought you were just funny.
But he's a funny action hero, but I get it.
Yeah, it never connected for me. Yeah, I am.
Well, did you see, as long as it's like, this is your story, but like now even her PR firm is suing her.
Yeah.
For like libel or slander or something. It's like,
because it's gotten so bad.
Blake, what are you doing?
Yeah, defamation.
This trial is over a year away. Is there a way that it could just not go to trial? Like, do you think there's a way that her and Ryan just go like, yeah, we are bad.
Mm-hmm.
Like they're going to have to do that.
Yeah.
Or they're going to get...
I've been seeing on the TV, people are showing the pictures of Taylor and Blake. Was it the Super Bowl last year where they were all together watching it and stuff? And they're like, who would have thought a year from then that their friendship would be over? They'd be suing
Taylor's
each other.
Like, the godmother to one, if not a couple of their kids.
Like, really?
Yeah.
And she feels like they used her as a pawn in this game.
Blake called her one of her dragons because she texted Justin saying like, I'm Khaleesi. This is from Game of Thrones. I don't know if you're going to understand.
I won't, but keep going.
She was like, I'm Khaleesi and I have dragons, referring to Taylor and Ryan as a threatening thing. And then she invited them over to surprise.
She's cuckoo.
Yeah, she is. Mm. Absolutely.
I have some dragons too. Slacker and Aaron, right? You would take a lawsuit for them?
We can both do it.
Okay.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Some shocking financial news from the Slacker Show. A recent study shows that a surprising number of Americans that are in serious relationships have no idea how much their partner makes.
Really?
1 in 10 Americans say they have no idea what their partner's salary is, and they have separate bank accounts. That's the most common. 34% of couples have separate bank accounts.
You don't even...
But 10% don't even know.
Wow.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Shocking news. Yeah, but we break it to you here on the Slacker.
Did you know that I would hit that every time you say the word shocking news?
No, I didn't, no.
Does it count when you say shocking news?
Yes, it does. It doesn't matter who says. In fact, even if you text in right now,
someone said it.
Oh.
Talk to your partners, please.
I bet you AAC doesn't know what you make.
She can't. She would leave me.
It's like the microscope thing. Uh-huh. She's like, I can't even see it.
Right.
Good evening. Ozzy Osbourne announced his final concert on July 5th in Birmingham.
Birmingham, is it?
Yeah. With Metallica, Slayer, Pantera, Slash, Duff from Guns N' Roses, Tom Morello from Rage Against the Machine, Hailstorm, and other metal icons. So who wants to book a ticket?
Mm.
All and
the
bats I heard
in the area have scattered. He's back.
I have heard Ozzy's playing as well. Like, solo.
Yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So Ozzy's going to open for the band he's playing in.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So Ozzy's going to do some solo stuff, and then Black Sabbath is going to play
as the final
thing. So it's going to be huge. Do you know the song they're closing with?
Can you? Oh, dang it.
Yes!
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Okay, we're stealing from somebody. Is this from a podcast or something?
No, it's just like one of the questions on the internet. One of those.
Okay. This is really tough. Ask your question.
I think it is. So would you rather do 1 year in jail?
No.
Or?
Well, you can't just say no.
Watch this. No.
Not how it works.
Oh, do I have to listen to both options?
Yes.
Okay. Who's my celly?
I don't know. 1 year in jail. Or you go to jail and you're given a Rubik's Cube when you go in. And you can get out as soon as you solve the Rubik's Cube. That's all you have to do. Just solve all of the however many sides there are.
So
and I
was around when the Rubik's Cube came out. I know that makes me ancient. But like, and I've had access to Rubik's Cubes for longer.
Have you seen them now?
No, what's different?
Oh my gosh. They have like different shapes. It's no longer the nine cube. They have like 46 squares. They have like random rectangles. No, they have.
No, I don't want any part of that. That's bad.
Yeah, just lock me up.
I guess my point is this. I've probably spent more time with Rubik's Cubes than either of you.
Yeah.
I would never solved one.
Really?
And I'm not trying to be arrogant. I'm a very smart dude.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a math guy through and through. And I don't get it. I've never solved one.
Is it math? Is it shapes? Like, what is the skill that there is that it takes to solve it? Because I agree. I remember having a Rubik's Cube. I like won it at Happy Joe's or whatever, the pizza place. But it came solved. And I was just like, just leave it. Don't touch it. And then somebody touched it. And then and I was like, well, now it's ruined.
Now you have to peel the stickers off.
Yeah, I know, I can never
you can actually break them apart. I've done that.
Yeah.
You break it apart. One of the reasons you break them apart and then shove Vaseline in there.
What?
You literally
we're talking about Rubik's Cube.
Yes. But then the cube goes.
Oh.
It's so much faster if you lube it up.
Is it?
Well.
But for real.
Is that what the competition guys do?
Yeah.
Because. They solve it in 4 seconds.
It's amazing.
It's a pattern.
It totally is.
But Aaron, you don't know the pattern.
No, I don't. But
you think you're going to figure it out in a year?
Yeah.
No, you're not.
I have nothing else to do.
You're not going to figure it out.
Yeah.
How are you going to figure it out? You're you.
Yeah. So
you dressed like that today,
like a Rubik's Cube. I'm ready.
I don't think.
Because if you get the pattern right, don't you have to start in the right place, right?
No.
If you just do the pattern,
it'll
eventually work.
It's one back on your right hand, one forward, and then you like use your index finger and do the top around.
Yeah.
Or something. It's a pretty simple pattern. But like, how would you know if you got, like, I don't, because the guys who can do it in 3 seconds, they don't even look. They're like.
No, they do. Well, sometimes. Sometimes they're blindfolded. But they do look first because you have to see the pattern. And then they put the blindfold on and do it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, where to start? They examine the cube and then they blindfold.
Because there are certain colors lined up making a pattern.
You don't have to talk to me like that.
They have to know when to stop. If they haven't done it enough, they would go, okay, I'll do it here. And I know I have to do 8 rotations or whatever. So that's how they know instead of 9.
Okay.
I guess. What do I know?
I think I'm very smart. But like I might have to take the year.
I feel like we could figure it out in a year.
I don't think we could.
Is there a lot of teamwork in jail?
No, what would be the real mind effer is if you like no matter what they give you the Rubik's Cube.
Mm.
Like so you took the year and then you're sitting there and you figure it out like 3 weeks in, you're like, son of a because then like you knew you could have got it. You could have got out.
Yeah, you could have, but you said you'd take the year.
But that's
on you.
But what if you're in there and you've got the Rubik's Cube and the year goes by and it's like, if it took you longer than a year, you're doing more than a year. A guaranteed year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree. I don't know.
I'm buying a Rubik's Cube for this studio.
I'm so down.
Oh, no.
We each get one. Literally, and like competition. I'm ready.
No, just give me the year. Lock me up.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
We want to talk about your vacation from hell.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Just.
Yeah. It sounds like any vacation Aaron's on is kind
of. If Aaron's
I make the most it, of it, though, you know?
Like, what happened recently where you weren't even going to spend the night somewhere? Like, you said,
no,
I can't work this Tuesday or whatever. And it was great. And then Tiak and I did a show.
It was great that I wasn't here.
No, but it was like, wow. It was okay. Tiak and I were fine. And we did a show. And then the next day you came back and it was like, You look like a lobster.
Oh, yeah.
She was the reddest. And it was like, and then for the next week, it's just like, it was like she was a skinwalker and there was just chunks of skin falling off you everywhere you went.
I had to bring my aloe bottle in and I was literally applying aloe while we were on air.
It was so...
It was bad.
Did you vacation on the surface of the sun?
Pretty much.
What?
No, my mom wanted to go whale watching in San Diego during off season. So we went, didn't see a single whale, and didn't put a single drop of sunscreen on. So I was just on a boat in the ocean, in the sun, no whales.
At some
and we came
point,
home.
At some point, did you forget that you have red hair and
I thought
fair
it wasn't
skin?
I thought it wasn't going to be that bad. I don't know. I don't know why I thought that.
Most vacations from hell, like the stories I want to hear are kind of that, but like, do you think most of the stories are going to be self-inflicted vacations from hell like
no.
yours? Or are they going to be like a comedy of errors? Because like our buddy, I don't want to say his name, we've talked about him in the past, like had like a 2-week stint in Cozumel. Like he
had
timeshare. It was like he was going to stay down there, do the whole thing, rented the, like, the first thing you do if you ever get to go to Cozumel, like the backside of the island has like one bar on it. Like it's just, and it's just uninhabited. It's like being on the set of Lost and everybody knows,
cool.
But you got to rent a scooter at like the port and then drive around. And so he rented the scooter, started driving around the island. I mean, you get those bad boys moving.
Yeah.
But then every once in a while, there's a sign that looks like a upside down W.
Okay.
It's like an M, but it's like lump, lump, lump.
Okay.
Like that. What that sign means is there's a speed bump.
Ah.
Yikes.
He hit it at 60.
Oh my gosh.
Oh no.
And fast forward, like his skin was the same color as yours. Like it's like on day one of a 2-week stint.
Oh no.
And so then he's eaten solid foods through a blender straw into his mouth for the entire, like he spent the entire 2 weeks in the hospital with road rash, broken jaw, like he was Kanye, who was...
Oh, no.
He did The Wire. And his whole family, they would just swing by, see him, and they're like, we're going scuba diving.
Oh,
like, you're not gonna, we're not going to...
And then even when he gets back, everyone's like, oh, how was your vacation?
It was so good. You're not going to believe everything that I did.
Just reliving it.
He was... That wasn't me. I'm fine. But so these are two examples of vacations from hell. If you've had a vacation from hell as well, we'd like to hear your story. 303-222-5423 or text into that exact same number.
My sister-in-law went, it was technically a semester at sea, but whatever. So she did a lot of traveling. But part of it was they climbed Machu Picchu.
Oh.
And she didn't realize she was allergic to all of the bugs there and the mosquito bites. They literally...
You can be allergic to bugs in a certain area?
Yeah.
That's a real thing.
Her legs swelled up so bad. She could not bend her knees. She could not like roll, move her ankles. They had to carry her down Machu Picchu and take her to the hospital. And she was like, I don't know if I'm going to make it back to the boat. Like I might have to go home and the semester's over.
Oh no.
She did. She did make it. But it was wild.
What is the solution? You're just covered in off 24 hours a day?
Yeah.
Or you just don't go outside?
Yeah.
Or you just sunburn your skin to the point where bugs don't want to bite.
Flakes
you're like,
off.
Don't bite it. It's a lobster.
It doesn't matter. If they do bite, it's just going to flake off.
Oh my God. That's awful.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, for me, it was our honeymoon. I get motion sickness really bad. Oh. It's one of the, I hate when we're at like a theme park or like with roller coasters. Everyone's like, don't be scared. Don't be scared. It's like, I will throw up. I'm not scared of it. I will get sick. And my wife, we went to Martha's Vineyard. She grew up there in the summer, so I had never been. And she really downplayed. What we had to do is we had to drive from Iowa to Chicago. Then we had to take a flight from Chicago to Boston. Then we had to take a bus from Boston to the water. Then we had to get on a ferry across the water. And then we got to get into the bumpiest cab ride I've ever been in once we landed across. And it was just a whole day of being in motion. And I was so sick by the time
How
we
many
landed.
Times did you barf on your wife?
Not on her, thankfully.
Did you barf?
I did, yeah. Oh, yeah. Especially on the ferry.
The ferry.
The ferry was like, hey, just, I've got to go away. I have to just find a place where I can
you
just...
You didn't start the barf chain?
No, no.
Because I've been on the barf train ferry before.
I have too.
Cozumel, like you get on a ferry to go from Cozumel to Cancun and back and forth, back and forth. It's not like 40 minutes or whatever.
Too much.
But when the weather is bad, you can't be on the railing. If you're on the railing, you're okay.
Okay.
Because you can see the water, feel the water, and the motion makes sense to you.
And looking out at the horizon helps.
It does. Yeah. It puts your brain in a thing. But then the weather's bad, so like everybody inside. So
then
you can't see, like, but you're still going wham, wham. And you're like, I was getting queasy, but I'm like, I got it. And then you hear.
Yeah. Oh, that's the accent.
And then there's like one or two more. Mm. And now you've heard it more than once.
You're smelling it.
And now you can smell it.
It's bad.
Yeah. Oh. And then it's just like, I don't think there was a single human on that ferry who didn't barf.
Yeah.
The captain is.
No, everyone. He's like, and we ended up all on the rails, but it's too late. Once the barf train starts.
And not until you get off.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I didn't do a lot of looking at the horizon. I had my head between my legs.
That's the worst thing for you to do. Look at the horizon.
All right, or jump in the water if you can. If you jump in the water for 1 second, it's over.
Yeah.
You can be as nauseous as anything in the world and just jump in the water for 1 second. It's instantly just like your body goes, oh, I understand why we're doing this.
Yeah.
I understand why all the up and down, we're in the water. I got it.
Come on, body.
Yeah, it has to be.
Be smarter.
I don't want them to all be barf stories. So, like, if just. Like, you left your sister in Brazil.
Almost did. We didn't, for the record.
Tragic accidents, murders, those sort of things.
Yeah.
We want to hear about your vacation from hell. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're looking for you to channel your inner Aaron.
Uh-huh.
You've gone on a vacation. And it turned to crap.
I've gone on good ones too.
I don't remember hearing about any good ones. Murph.
Yay.
Vacation from hell. What happened to you?
So my grandparents lived in Palm Springs for a long time growing up, but they had a second cabin up in the Sierra Mountains. So every summer we'd go out there, and it'd always be with like the cousins and everyone else. So. One of the years, they're finally old enough to where they're not really infants anymore. They're just kind of running around all boogery and kind of annoying.
Okay.
And the cabin only had two bedrooms, the master bedroom and then the other bedroom that just had all of us in that same place, some of us on sleeping bags. And it was for a full week. And the idea was we only would go in there to sleep, like the old days as grandma would like, and then during the day you go to the lake. Now, obviously, this was probably 8 years ago to where that's not really the case with kids anymore these days. But just having to sit with them, sleeping, waking up all day, and I swear, going to the bathroom, they would pee in circles. They just constantly pee in circles, like a pressure washer just everywhere.
Oh, I know adult men that do that, too.
All adult men do that.
No.
Exactly.
You so don't then, do that, Murph? What's wrong with you?
No, I know, right?
And there's probably only one bathroom.
Yeah.
Now, here's the thing, though, is once we're in the lake, then it becomes appreciative because then we can make a Bellagio with each other underwater. So that made it a lot easier.
Mm. Oh, a Bellagio.
Okay.
So you're all just...
I was like, oh, you guys are in Vegas?
No, so you're all...
I get it.
Are you back... I don't want to know the rest of that. Thank you, Murph. Brianna.
Nope. Oh no.
Hi.
Yeah. Vacation from hell. What happened to you?
So when I was in high school, my family went on our very first skiing trip. On the way there, it was only about 2 hours away. There was a huge snowstorm. Oh, a semi truck got stuck sideways. It ended up being like an 8-hour trip. We end up not being able to get dinner at the grocery store. My parents had to go in. We got our car stuck sideways 20 feet from the driveway and had to tow it. Settled in. The next day, we go skiing. They didn't fit my mom's skis correctly, and so she tore her ACL, MCL, and LCL on the bunny slope.
Oh my gosh.
Just any CLs. They're all torn.
Yeah.
Your CDL.
Oh my God.
Oh man.
I was like crying for help. Mind you, I was 15 and I couldn't find my dad at the time, so I literally had to get the car by myself and like bring it to my mom. Terrible.
Oh no.
You drug your broken mom off the mountain?
Yes, I did.
They have ski patrol?
Well, they got her down to the bottom
And then, I just go like, ugh,
good luck.
You're into our territory.
You're healthy. Really you're young.
That is, yeah, never do that again. Tim?
Yeah, guys.
Yeah. Yay. Vacation from hell. What happened to you?
Well, I don't know if it's really from hell. Maybe more me just being spoiled. But I went on this 8-day cruise. I won't say the name of the company, but the island we were supposed to stop at was probably my most anticipated one. I had a lot of hype wrapped around it in my brain. And it's in Nassau, and it was Atlantis. I don't know if I'm allowed to say the name of the place.
Oh, yeah. I know the place.
Okay.
Really wanted to go. I wanted to do the water parks, you know, go through the slide where you see the sharks and stuff.
Who wouldn't? Yeah.
For it. And at the last second, I think it was the day we were dropping into port, it was canceled. We had 2 hours. 2 hours. That was, or no, sorry, 4 hours on the island to spend in Nassau. That was it.
And there's nothing. Did they refund you anything?
They did, and we ended up using that money for a much smaller excursion per se.
Oh, yeah.
But the problem was, is I hated every minute of it because it wasn't where I wanted to.
You don't know what it's like to I remember we took a road trip with my parents, and all I wanted to do was see the ocean. And when we pulled up to the ocean, they put the signs up that said the ocean was closed.
How do you close an ocean?
Because somebody had dumped gray water, sewage water, into the only beach we were at. And I'm like, can we drive a mile up the road? And my parents were like, nope.
Yeah, and then the only problem was there was 3 days left of that vacation, and I was ready for it to be over after that.
Yeah.
Nope, you're stuck on the
boat.
When
you have it in your head. Thank you for the call. Somebody wants VD for this?
Yeah, voice disguiser.
Candy?
Yay.
Yay. Yay.
You are disguised. Vacation from hell.
Okay. So I was on my vacation honeymoon to Costa Rica. We had everything planned for like excursions and everything. So we get to the hotel and my husband got drunk and told me he wanted a divorce. And I was not able to actually leave. I tried to change flights and everything to leave, but I was stuck there for
He told you at the beginning of the trip?
Yes.
Oh,
I had
to
share a room. I had to do all the excursions. And then on top of that...
You did the excursions with the man who said, I don't love you anymore.
Yeah.
What else are you supposed to do?
I mean, I thought he would maybe not go because I really wanted to see the crocodiles. But, like, then he showed up.
He should have not gone, for sure.
Yeah, that's... Yeah,
I should at least get that.
Check yourself out at that if you're the one... Yeah, you got to stay in the room.
That makes me sad.
You got to get a different room. What are we talking about?
You can't just do that, though. At these resorts, they don't just have... Oh,
get
my God.
Get a different hotel. I don't care.
That is horrifying. Thank you. Are we going to keep going?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Elena.
Yay.
Oh,
yay.
Yay. Vacation from hell. What happened?
Yay. Well, picture this. It was my honeymoon. Just married, and night one of the honeymoon, I got terrible food poisoning and didn't make it to the bathroom and diarrheaed in the bed. And it was a rough week, but I'm still
married.
Had
you guys said the whole better or worse, or did he have an out?
It's not a sign for the rest of the marriage.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
1059.
What's wrong?
I'm happy of I'm proud of the path I'm on.
What are you playing? How bad can you let Slacker down? Because you're winning.
Whee!
If you've missed out on this, there's a couple things going on. Oh my God, we haven't talked about this enough yet. There's a couple things we really absolutely have to talk about real quick. Cards for Kids is going swimmingly.
Yes.
I want to get out the nice stuff before I start yelling at Aaron.
Perfect. I love that.
We want Valentine's cards for the kids who are patients at any of the Children's Hospital Colorado locations. It kind of just came up on the show about a week ago, and all of a sudden teachers started volunteering.
Yeah.
Aaron has driven to a couple schools today, I think.
One today, Maple Grove Elementary. I even got some cards from Officer C. Bass in Jeffco. Risen Christ Catholic Church drops them off. There were some more drop off, but I don't know who they're from. But thank you. Thank you guys
so
much.
If you're just a mom, a grandma, a dad, a grandpa, an uncle, and you got kids, they want to make some cards, make them. You can drop them off at the station, 4700 South Syracuse, 10th floor. or you can go to any Big O location.
Any Big O location.
37 locally owned and operated, and you just walk right in. There's like a box or an envelope or something that says... Mm-hmm.
There's got to be one close to
you. There definitely is one close to you. And I'm hitting a couple schools tomorrow, and next week you're hitting something tomorrow, I think.
I am, yep.
Which is weird because there's plenty of restraining orders that tell me I shouldn't be going to schools anymore.
It was weird going into an elementary school, like buzzing in and being like, I'm here to pick up cards.
How long has it been?
I think at least 15 years.
Don't you feel like an effing giant?
The door handle was like on the ground.
So low.
I was like, how am I supposed to reach
You're
that?
Like, roar! Yes. Just tromping down the hallways.
It was great.
Kicking tiny little chairs out of the way. You're like, I'm master of all I see. Yeah. Roar! It's awesome. Are you going to an elementary school?
I am, yeah.
You already go to Leo's. It's like it's lost on you.
I've had teacher conferences where I sit on the little chair.
Oh, my God. I cannot wait to sit in one of those.
I want to sit in a little chair and eat broccoli and look at the trees.
I'm like, this thing's going to break.
Yeah.
We should test this.
So, yes, keep those coming. Make some cards. If you have a classroom of people doing it or whatever and you need help with a pickup, we can try to arrange that. Mm-hmm. So just send emails to theslackershow@alice1059.com. That's one thing I want to get out of the way. Next thing, Super Bowl is coming up. We're allowed to say that because we're not doing any promotions for it. In fact, I'm doing an anti-promotion. F the Super Bowl. F, like these same two teams were in there. Yes, like I don't care. Mm-hmm. I hate the Chiefs. And I've
can I ask a dumb question?
Yes.
So obviously, I know it was the Chiefs last year. It was the Eagles too.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's right. Because the Kelce brothers with the split jersey on the mom. I remember. Yeah.
But everyone's only mad about the Chiefs. I haven't heard a lot of like and the Eagles again.
Well, the problem with the Super Bowl when it comes to like that, like. If you're a fan of one of those teams, I went through this. I was married to a Patriots fan, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they went so many times, and we tried to go to the Super Bowls, and we got into a couple of them. And, you know, even when nobody likes a Super Bowl, the get-in-the-door price is $2,500 and above.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's like, if you're an average living in Ballykinwood, Pennsylvania human... And your team was at the Super Bowl last year, and you scraped all your money together, you can't afford to go again.
No way.
You just can't.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And so none of those people can go. The Kansas City people have been in like six of the last seven Super Bowls, and they're like, help! We can't go! We can't afford it! So, like, nobody wants to go to it.
Well, that's
We're just tired of the Chiefs.
Yeah, that's just a ticket. You got to travel, you got to stay, and everything is just
And the hotel prices
expensive.
Are out of control. Mm-hmm. Like, most people aren't wanting to buy the tickets. The ticket prices of the Super Bowl are plummeting because people can't afford to stay.
Mm-hmm. Like,
the tickets first went on sale, it looked like it was going to be the highest get-in price. It was like $9,000 to get in. It's like $2,500 right now to get in. It is dropped through the floor.
Wow.
No one wants to go. And no one wants to see it. It's just the refs are going to cheat again and the Chiefs are going to win and like Patrick's going to come out there and hey ho and welcome to the Patrick Show. Stupid.
Good. Yeah.
So I have committed to literally not watching this game. And if I go somewhere and they have a TV, I'm leaving or I'm breaking the TV or we're watching. You ready for this, buddy?
Mm.
Q.
VC.
Wow.
If you're a bar and you'll throw QVC on every damn TV,
oh, yeah.
I'll open a tab that'll make you proud.
See, now I'm kind of in on you because I like the commercials and I like the snacks. And so I don't want to give up the Super Bowl for those reasons. But if I could eat snacks while watching QVC, that's a regular Wednesday night for me.
Yes.
That does sound nice.
QVC party.
Okay.
Well, then just 14 seconds ago, Aaron goes, I said,
I'm considering going to a bar to watch it.
You're not going to a regular bar. You're going to the View House. There's TVs all over that thing.
Yeah.
Why would you go to the bar and then tell the coup de grace of this whole stupid plan?
And I'm planning to not drink. I'm going to continue
that. They don't want you there.
I'm going to eat.
Yeah.
Diak is torn between QVC and eating.
I am.
Oh, what do I do? You're not really...
I'm debating
by
it.
By yourself?
Yeah. No, no, God, no. Okay.
Just this lonely redhead in the corner, like.
But you're not interested in the game at all. You're not coming back around as we're getting closer at all. Even with the Taylor, I've heard rumors like, he's going to propose. That doesn't do anything.
No. It's okay.
Then why do you want to go?
To hang out with friends there.
Which one?
Rachel.
I meant which view house. Oh. Never mind. Find me a bar with QVC and Hack and I'll come in.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We were talking recently about how I'm trying to better my life by buying more Swiffers and putting them on every level of my house. And what?
I was so focused and like, yeah, I got you. Let me support you. Now I could not.
It would be difficult for me to care less. I thought that I made my disdain for that whole topic evident the first time you wasted our time with it.
Yeah, you did.
So how is it possible that you have ambushed us live on the air with this topic for a second run?
Well, it's so you did. You let your disdain be known because both of you were kind of said some hurtful things, to be honest, about like, what are you doing? The Swiffer rankings again? You're making a list of the Swiffers. And it's like, no, obviously that's stupid. But then the more I thought of it.
Oh, my gosh. No.
Hold on.
I have.
He printed this one, too.
He normally has them in the
notes. Yeah, so I could do this for dramatic effect.
Okay.
It's not Swiffer rankings.
Hold on. Okay, so.
Cleaning.
Can we just real quick recap for the people who might not understand? Tiak likes to make lists. He calls them controversial rankings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because they're in a very specific order.
Okay, well, that's what a list is.
A list can move stuff around.
Sure.
But not a rank.
Okay, bud.
But like, so far, they've been of things, like, I think when you're ranking something, it should be quantifiable, right? It's like, who makes the best chicken sandwich in the country? I mean, we're doing the rank. It's like, it's Chick-fil-A. It just is, mm-hmm. right? And then you kind of go from there. It's like, and you can get into some like, ooh, I don't know, Popeyes versus KFC. Blah,
but whatever. Then if you go off of analytics or whatever.
Yeah. But he does things like bears.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. I don't think.
How is that iconic. Different from a chicken? It's all subjective.
No, it's not.
A chicken sandwich?
No.
No.
No. Buttery pickle bun trumps any bear that's ever walked the face of planet Earth.
I would even say there's disagreement in which Chick-fil-A sandwich is the best Chick-fil-A, is the best chicken sandwich. The spicy one.
Is spicy better than deluxe, the regular. Idiot.
Spicy okay, so now we're fighting already.
No, if we're just ranking Chick-fil-A chicken sandwiches, it's the original. There are some
deluxe.
Exceptions.
No pickle.
Spicy deluxe
no
is an amazing... It's an amazing sandwich, but the standby go-to regular drive-in, it's already ready to rock with the buttery pickle bun. That you can't beat that sandwich. You can't. But my point is, I wanted to just recap the dumb lists you've done so far. It's bears.
Iconic clothing or outfits.
Mm-hmm. That one was the worst because that
was
costumes.
The worst.
I should have just called it costumes.
I think it was tigers was in there.
Tigers was definitely, Hobbs tigers came in at number one. Controversial, but he's the best tiger of all time. Beating
Have
Tony,
we named
beating
all the
Tigger.
Stupid lists you've done, or is
no Christmas candy or Christmas treats?
Christmas treats that was good. Red and green M&M on top for
you,
another year.
Like you haven't memorized, you remember the number one on each.
I work
of your
hard
list.
On these.
Okay. So what I've done is try to give you all enough time to get to your destinations and get out of your car. This is your moment. Aaron will do traffic in a minute. If you're going to shoulder roll out of your car on I-25, we'll add you to the traffic report in a few minutes. Oh, looks like somebody's going out on 225.
They heard T-Hack.
I would like to present T-Hack's controversial cleaning tools rankings.
Oh my gosh. I was hoping it would be like best smelling cleaning stuff.
Don't give him additional.
Yeah. I've already got chicken sandwiches I have to do. Now I have to do.
You are not doing chicken sandwiches.
Coming in at number 10, the feather duster. Only on the list because of it's been around forever. It's unclear whether a feather duster even works. But
are we talking about the one that like the maid in Clue would have? Like
exactly,
the very old traditional.
And that's exactly why I put it on the list, because of the French maid outfit.
I do
it's
not mean to
be
ruin,
represented.
I don't want to ruin your list. But is the Swiffer duster come up on the list?
The Swiffer is on the list.
But the Swiffer duster.
No.
That's why I wanted to clarify.
Too.
Yeah.
Now,
and that one's good.
That one is pretty good because it's got that long fork arm thing. So you can like go, ha, and get
and
underneath the TV.
And it actually gets the dirt, whereas the main one just like
shoves it around.
Yes, I don't get it. It's feather. It's only just because it's a classic, so it has to be represented.
It's just
but
something. Yeah, it's more about the hot chick in the black.
Exactly. That's why it comes in at number 10. Number 9, the mop and bucket. Overall, a garbage way to clean. Just terrible. A messy. A lot of times you knock the bucket over and spill water
no
everywhere.
No one has ever knocked the bucket over.
Yes,
yeah,
it is so dumb.
Bud.
No, well, you know what I have at my house? I don't even know why I have it. I only have it for the garage, I think. I have the industrial one with the wheels.
Oh, yeah,
and
yeah.
And like the, you can, the, like, oh, yeah. The ringer
that
thing.
Part's good. I yeah. like that. We had that at Snack Shack.
Just real quick, 303-222-5423 is where you text in your complaints.
Or support.
Just know just that if you feeling. Type the word stop, TAC won't stop. You'll just stop getting texts
yes.
from us.
Uh-huh.
It will not turn off our transmitter as much as you want it to. So
I'm trying. Don't yes. you worry.
Okay. Okay. Keep going.
Coming in at number 8, the cleaning tools rankings. This is a controversy starts already, but it's the sponge. A little lower than most people might think. But when you think of a sponge, kind of moldy, kind of gross. Never quite get it clean, you know, once you start using it. So I can't put it higher than 8.
Okay. Aaron, do you have a pen and paper?
I have a laptop.
Okay, that's cool. Okay. I just need you to write down somewhere so you can't cheat.
Okay.
What you, the only way to make this interesting, in fact, if you're texting in right now, text in what you think the number one thing is going to be. And I'm going to write down what I think it's going to be. And
okay.
then that way we have a reason to keep listening to this. Like, no, don't adjust that dial.
Mm-hmm.
You thought you were going to hear a Morgan Wallen song?
Nope.
No. You just heard Sponge coming in at number 8.
Yes.
I'm writing down mine.
What do you think is number 1? If Sponge fell as far as 8, what could be
what
1?
What could it be?
I have 2 that I...
No, you got to just pick one.
Wait, this is specific cleaning tools, you
cleaning
said, right?
Cleaning tools, yeah.
Okay, yep. that's
oh
not
my God, I don't even, I'll tell you.
I'm very competitive though, so like...
I have to tell you guys a secret, but I'm going to let him tell a couple more. Go
okay.
ahead.
Okay, coming in at number 7, the rag. A classic, a favorite. Always there when you need it. Just any rag. You
what
can clean
is a
up
rag
a
to you? Because to me,
just a cut off towel, a shirt, maybe. It's so versatile. That's why it came.
This
with
is
it.
Killing me because I'm gonna make this longer. When I was growing up, like we washed our cars in the driveway,
yeah.
with rags,
mm-hmm.
like a
yeah.
bucket of soapy water and a rag. And do you know what the most often used rag was in my
ooh
home?
Your T-shirt?
Is it socks or undies?
It was my father's tidy whitey.
Oh boy.
Versatility.
His underwear retired into a car washing thing. So you're out there.
Wow.
On one of the busiest streets in Longmont, washing off your Mercury Capri with your dad's skivvies. This is.
Oh my God.
Yeah,
this, wait.
That's the first time those have been cleaned.
That is legitimately. I have repressed that memory until this moment.
Sorry.
Oh, man, that's not good. Rag at 7, okay?
Yeah, rag at 7. Coming in at number 6, the aforementioned, the Swiffer. It's gotten so popular, so important.
He only said the Swiffer, though.
Just a regular Swiffer, yeah. It's gotten to the point where it's kind of like Kleenex, where
there are other brands. I see what you're doing there, Aaron. Mm-hmm. I had Swiffer because he's got such a, like a...
I have...
Don't say what yours is for number 1.
Something similar.
I know what you're doing.
Yeah.
And you're doing... this is the secret that I have to tell you.
Okay.
What?
You know how much I hate this.
Yes.
I've made it known. I've interrupted mm-hmm. it. I've tried to stop it. Mm-hmm. I've had people texting in.
But still, we persevere.
We do. But I just looked at the clock.
Oh, no.
We have to take a quick break. So my secret is, like it or not, the rest of this controversial ranking list is happening next.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Oh, you're still listening? Why?
The anticipation's killing us, Slacker.
It is weird how many people come to your defense on our text line. Mm-hmm. And I don't think they actually like your controversial rankings. I just don't think they like me.
Okay. Yeah.
They don't like my opposition okay. to your controversial rankings.
Why do you have to hurt me on the way down? Like, just let me have, maybe they like the list.
Okay. What is your controversial list?
This is the controversial cleaning tools rankings. Of all time.
And I had Swiffer at number one on my, in fact, I mm-hmm. betted on FanDuel. And
good odds for it.
And it turned out it was not there. You want to recap your bottom five here?
Yep, coming in at number 10 was the Feather Duster. Shouldn't okay. be on the list except for the French
made
outfit.
No, I didn't
outfit.
Say, you know, talk about it. Okay. Just recap.
Number 9 is the Mop and Bucket. Number 8, the Sponge, because you can never really quite get the mold out of it. Number 7, a Rag.
Rag.
Handy and always there.
And it doesn't have to be like a purchased. Like,
correct.
Because I buy rags at Costco too. Like you buy a, like it. Like,
oh, yeah.
But then like rags.
You can just cut a towel, cut a t-shirt, a sleeve, anything.
Yeah.
And number 6 was a Swiffer.
Swiffer, mm-hmm. which I was, that was my bracket buster. Yep. I had that at number 1. All right. So the top 5 cleaning
tools.
Tools.
Yes. Coming in at number 5. A dark horse in the race, the paper towel.
Mm.
Versatile, always there when you need it. Kind of a substitute for the rag, but you can also kind of use it as a napkin without looking like a crazed person. If you use a rag as a napkin, so that's why it comes in a little higher.
I have dated people who are extremely, like, okay, I don't want to say this like it's a negative thing because I recycle, I compost, I do a lot of things, but I've dated people who get very upset with me with my unbelievable use of paper towels.
I can see that.
I mean, do I go through some towels?
Why?
Because, like,
you just said you buy rags at Costco. Use those.
But those are to dry your car and stuff. But like,
get other rags.
Washing my like counter in my kitchen, that's paper towels.
Because you have the real soft ones too, don't you?
I have
the Viva,
done
or
the
is that what it is?
Soft Vivas.
Okay.
Are my outside paper towels. And the Bounty Quicker Picker Upper one roll equals 1400 is my inside, because on the outside, like my grill and my Traeger have like that thing, that arm on it.
Yeah.
So if the wind blows a Bounty roll, it's gone. Like, whoop.
Yeah.
But Viva, it just spins because they're stuck on the roll.
Yeah.
They cling a little bit. I like that. Yeah. Cling. And I like that you said the Quicker Picker Upper. That also helped land paper towel at 5. Just that slogan alone. The Quicker Picker Upper. Everybody knows that.
You're a sucker for slogans.
I very much
because
so. Yep.
I don't know if you've heard this before, but I was thinking about all the different places I eat fast food, and there's something about a better brand of beef.
Mm-hmm.
Better brand of beef makes a Butterburger better.
I knew he'd do it.
It's Culver's.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll do slogans rankings another day.
Oh my God.
What have you done?
You can start texting in 303-222-5423. If enough of you say fire tea hack.
Yeah.
We can make that happen as well.
Okay. But also text in, what do you think's number one? Slacker's already out.
Yes. I had Swiffer. I had to throw that piece of paper away. Mm-hmm. Aaron's still got some. I know what Aaron has written because she gave me the knowing look.
Yeah.
But
I think we're going to have some controversy in the room.
Okay.
We're in the top 4 now. Number 4, the toilet bowl brush. Old, reliable, always there when you need it. Kind of the unsung hero of the cleaning world. You don't need it until you really need it.
Do you have the one that goes in its a sheath? So it has its own thing.
It does. Yep, a little stand.
When was the last time you pulled that bad boy out of its scabbard and then just dumped what's in there? Because there is murky, nasty water, like, because you clean and then you put it down in there
and then the water just falls out.
It just kind of drains down in there, and we rarely think to go like dump that out. So I dumped one out the other day.
Ew.
And then I walked around my house. Stop.
Poured one out from
It's so bad. Go throw them all away like once a year.
Yeah, just throw that's good. Away. I do that. So now I'm wondering if I'm doing this wrong when I do use the toilet bowl brush, and then when I flush, I kind of rinse it in the flushing water, and then I set it kind of over the sink like you do the peanut butter knife when you're maybe going to use it later. I set it so I kind of let it dry over the sink, and then I put it back in so we don't have all the buildup.
The sheer number of stupid things you say on a daily basis is staggering, but you have never been more relatable in your life than peanut butter knife.
Yeah. Oh,
that is the most relatable thing you've ever said in the history of being on the show. Like, I think it's just like the pinch and roll on a guy. Like, how that's the way you scratch your junk, and no one ever taught you. No one ever showed me to do the peanut butter knife teetering precariously. It's just instinct.
It's, yeah.
You just go, I might want a second sandwich, and I don't want to get a second knife
exactly.
out. And so I'm just going to balance this bad boy.
We'll do knife rankings next week. We're in the top three here. Getting down to the nitty gritty. We've got a barn burner on our hands. Number three, Slacker, you're going to be with me on this one. I know it because you have a garage and you're with me. Number three, the wide push broom. Something about using that wide thing, you sweeping out the garage, clearing it out. Versatile. You can kind of use it for snow here and there, dirt, dust,
all
of that.
I don't want to ruin your list, but I also have the wide push, like what grocery stores have. Like
the
kind of mop fuzzy
one.
Thing. Ooh,
yeah,
does that
you
work?
Just kind of pick, like, because I have hardwood floors on the entire base layer of my castle, and so
okay,
you like trying to walk around with a Swiffer, it's not big enough. You know what I mean? This thing is
you cover
3 feet wide, and you can just go and just kind of walk around. Then you go, you shake it, and then there's, and then you just,
that okay.
Oh,
okay.
And that first warm, kind of warmish day after it's been winter, and you go out to the garage, you get it out, and you just clean all that crud out.
The
love
wide
it.
Broom is a good, the fact that we've wasted this much time on it.
You're sucked
in.
You're in.
No, I'm sucked in
because. People have opinions on this.
I'm sucked in for the listener's sake. I'm trying to make this suck less. Okay, keep going.
You're not doing a good job.
Well, I know I'm not.
Number two, the Magic Eraser. Newer to the game, newer, but still so respectable. Cleans shoes, cleans walls.
Literally last week, I Googled, how does it work?
It is magic, I think.
There's something about it. I even use it on tennis shoes.
The time. All the time I use them.
Somebody came to my house. I got to take a picture of this because I bet the Magic Eraser will do it. Somebody came to my house. I think it was like a long day of sports or something at my house. And somebody must have stood in the same spot, like on my kitchen counter, by my kitchen counter, wearing fairly new blue jeans because like the curved molding I have.
Oh, yeah.
Is blue.
Uh-huh. Yeah, Magic Eraser should work on that.
Are you serious? Like, I'm going to try
absolutely.
It.
Dude, it works. It's so incredible.
I am freaking out right now because I know what your number one thing is. And then you have missed one of the most, this is the most controversial. If you say the wrong thing as number one, it negates your whole list.
Yeah.
I think I nailed it. I nailed it. Do we want to get Aaron's pick for
hers?
Number one before I reveal it?
I already know what hers
it?
Is.
You don't though.
Yeah, I do.
No.
It's a WJ.
No.
It's not?
No.
I got a DV.
That's something else in my mind.
Okay.
Well, coming in at number one, we've talked a lot about this segment sucking, but we haven't talked a lot about cleaning
vacuums!
Sucking.
The I vacuum!
Number
that's
one!
What I wrote down.
The best of
I
all
have
time.
Dyson vacuum!
I hate that I'm excited!
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I've got a story of a woman going to jail for something everybody in this room does, and we all need to be scared.
Oh, no.
I feel like it's the Spider-Man meme.
Don't move!
I have a story about a drug bust, and that's not the worst thing they found.
Oh.
Okay.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
My story's out of Mississippi.
Is it now?
Mississippi! Oh! The police department searched a home where they suspected this guy named Ryan Howard. He had a bunch of drugs there.
Wait, didn't Ryan Howard, that feller that's in all the movies?
I think that's Ron Howard.
Ron Howard.
It is Ryan Howard.
What's the name of Ron Howard's brother that he puts in all his movies?
Oh.
That weird-looking feller. He's another Howard.
There's an American baseball first base player.
Listen, why ain't you talking like the rest of us here, for one?
Okay.
No, his brother. It's the dude with the weird head. He was in Seinfeld.
Clint Howard!
Ryan Howard is the name of BJ Novak's character in The Office. Okay, anyways.
What is Ryan Howard?
Yes, sir.
The police came in. I'm losing it.
A search warrant was
executed. They found lots of drugs.
Lots of drugs.
51 pounds of marijuana.
Oh, wow.
It was packaged for bulk sale. They also found some mushrooms and some anabolic steroids. But it gets worse.
But now how much would you pay?
They also found 8 gators. 8 alligators.
Well, they're protecting the goods.
They're guard gators.
The worst part about it, it's unclear who was taking those steroids. Was it the gators?
Roided out gators is the scariest kind of gators there
is. I see myself out of that situation. He was taken into custody and Mississippi Wildlife is going to take the gators.
Well, that's nice of them.
Wean them off the steroids.
You got to take it all slow. It's like that prednisone, you know. You get all angry, you got to come off that that slow.
So we'll
I'm
see
on
you
his purse right there. Did you feel that?
I did. I got very nervous.
You saw my face go. My story is not from Florida. It's from the UK.
Huh.
A woman is facing possible jail time because she cyber-farted.
Huh?
She I request elaboration.
Cyber-farted? Apparently, she's been accused of sending numerous videos of herself farting to her boyfriend's ex.
Mm.
She's like, okay. I've got him now. Here's my butt.
What? Why?
She caused stress and anxiety to the boyfriend's ex.
Mm.
I don't know why you'd be... think the ex would be the cyber farter.
But
she, no, she's like, look, I've got him now. And he gets all of this.
And I also love that it says she's accused as if there's not video proof.
No, here it is. Look, here's my bum.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you're not even getting the smelt it, dealt it thing because it's a video. So you're not gaining any traction. Why are you doing this? It doesn't make sense.
You focus on some of the weirdest stuff. I don't know. I would feel fairly slighted if I got a video of somebody going, hey, it's me.
Okay, I'll delete that message.
Here's my gator. He's going to fart on you.
This is a roided alligator.
Those for all the stupid people we can find for today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.